6:10 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP 91.7 FM Hornsby, Austin, or online worldwide at KOOP.org. Folks, it's Saturday. Get ready, because it's time for the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667-472-KOOP.
We just heard Electric Light Orchestra from their Greatest Hits album. That was Turned to Stone. And then before that,
Feist. I Feel It All, the Britt Daniel from Spoon remix off of the I Feel It All EP.
I think he's getting a little too big for his breeches there.
Who?
Britt Daniel from Spoon, because he insists that you call him Britt Daniel from Spoon. Why can't he just be Britt Daniel?
Actually, it just says Britt Daniel remix. I added the Spoon.
Oh.
Because I love the band Spoon. And you know what? They're basically, it sounded like a Spoon song
That
Feist was singing.
Which I liked.
I wanted an album of that. That's what I want.
Maybe you should make one. The kids these days with their Macintoshes are making their own albums.
I don't have one of those, though.
Well, okay.
I can't afford a personal computer or a the other kind.
Hmm.
Some sort of Apple-based device.
Is there some kind of scam we could pull?
I just have to use. There was a Game Boy game called like Math Wizard.
Yeah.
And I put that card in, but it can't save any work.
Ugh.
Oof, I know, it's tough.
Then, you know, things are tough all over. That sucks.
Things are tough all over. For instance, David.
Yes.
There's this job, and I don't mean to criticize. Let me backpedal before I even start. I don't mean to criticize any people that are working.
Uh-huh.
But this has got to be, and I'm not saying like you should fire these people. But it is the new year. It is before April 15th, so this is the beginning of the tax season.
Yeah.
And there's these like little tax offices that, if they're not. I mean, I think it's possible that they're just open right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like in May, they're not open. But this is definitely their busy time. And so they figure out the way they're going to get business is they're going to pay people to... They're going to pay waivers.
Yeah.
So these people go out on the street and they'll dress up like Uncle Sam or...
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. And they'll just wave at people as they drive by. And this is going to get someone to come in and... be like, oh, look at Statue of Liberty. Yeah, I guess I do need my taxes done. Oh, yeah, that place that Statue of Liberty was standing in front of. Yeah, maybe them. But unless you're smiling and waving, like let's say you're standing out there and you're dressed like Uncle Sam and you're just waving, no smiling.
Uh-huh.
That looks sad.
Yeah.
And when you employ like you, basically paying these sad people to like stand outside your business, that's not helping.
Yeah, they could not care less about being Uncle Sam, and they could care even less than that about helping you with your taxes.
Yeah, basically, you just got some sad sack that you're paying out there. Who's, and I don't blame him for being a sad sack. I don't want to stand on the street and wave for 8 hours.
The weather is unpredictable right now.
Yeah, so they're sat there being like, waving. Yeah, hey, taxes, Uncle Sam. Great, everyone.
And I wonder how much actual business they bring in, because it's not like... Someone wakes up 8 o'clock in the morning, loads all of their tax paperwork into their car, and just starts driving around hoping against hope that someone will wave them in. That's the kind of stuff you have to plan. Like, it's not just the spur of the moment, you know, I was on my way to Fry's, but this guy was waving me in. I need to get my taxes done right this second.
Yeah, the best they can hope for is that they'll think about it later.
Yeah.
Like, what a sad... like, oh, maybe if we have a catchy snow, we got to have someone in costume. That's the only way anyone will remember us. But it's such a risky gambit, because the only way they're going to remember you positively if that person is smiling when they wave.
Yeah.
Because if they're resting their cheek muscles for 1 second, it is pathetic. Just to have the person out there like, because if you just have a stone face, You know, or even sort of like you were just trying to smile with your eyebrows, you just look like, God, I do not want to be doing this.
Here's what I'll say, though. I will reward points for originality, because all you see... our Uncle Sam and Statue of Liberty.
Uh-huh.
If somebody wants to put a diaper on and a sash that says, it's the new year, time to do taxes.
Taxi New Year?
Yeah. Taxi New Year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he a big fan of the show Taxi?
I'm working on it, okay? I'm going to workshop
it. I'm not awarding you points for originality. That was dumb.
I guess it was. I'm working on it, though.
You're so glib.
This is a workshop, all right? If you shut me down in the brainstorming phase, you're killing my creativity.
All right. Well, just make sure you tighten it up once we go to air.
All right,
oh, no!
Oh! We have set ourselves a honey trap, and we are bears. So, David, times are tough, right?
Yes.
And so I'm trying to better my educational base.
Yes, you are.
I'm not sure what that means, but I'm taking a class right now.
And we're very proud of you for it.
And I'm not going to tell you where I'm taking this class, and I'm not going to tell you what I'm taking the class in, or what the subject of the class is, but I was privy the other day to a discussion, or this conversation, which had nothing, I promise you, absolutely nothing to do with the curriculum.
Okay.
The names will be withheld, but here's what happened. So I'm sitting in this class, and this is after work, you know, it's like, it's the class is like from 6 to 8:30, and so it's a bunch of adults.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think there's a couple kids in there, but a bunch of adults like myself.
Night school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the teacher goes, or the instructor, he's like, hey, everyone, get away from your computers and come up here and look at the whiteboard, because I don't want you surfing the internet while I'm trying to talk. I want you paying attention. And this lady who's older than myself, if that matters at all.
Oof. Did she need help getting in the class?
Oh, no. I guess that didn't help. Now you've wildly estimated. She was like, yeah, I'm fine. And he goes, no, you two come on up here. And she's like, ah, come on. I'm not one of these 20-somethings who's a slave to the machine. Ha ha. And he goes, no, that's true, but probably you should come up here anyway. Ha ha. And she goes, yeah, you probably don't want me looking at porn. Ha ha. Him. Actually, that happened in one of my classes once. Ha ha. Her. Yeah, you guys, if I want to go see TNA, I just look in the mirror. But you guys got to do something different. Ha ha. Him. The person looking at porn was actually, it was gay porn. It wasn't lady on lady. It was man on man. This is one of my favorite quotes, which is worse. ha ha. And then she goes like, oh man, those people, ha ha ha. At this point, my eyes start screaming like, what, those people?
Because let's put this back into context. You are in a class of education.
Yeah, and I'm not being forced to go to this by the truancy officers so they can get No Child Left Behind funding. Yeah. It's something I'm paying money for.
Yeah.
And then she goes like, yeah, those people, ha ha. And he's like, yeah, actually that guy is who did it. He's now in jail, her. Yeah, those people, he probably learned it in jail, ha ha.
Jesus.
Instructor. Actually, those people usually learn it from mommy and daddy. Ha ha. And at that point, she's like, yeah, oh well. And he's like, oh, I guess we'll get back to the class. And you're like, Mac, what was your reaction doing this? Well, my first one was, I started rolling my eyes because I expected it to end any second. Like,
yeah.
That will be the last thing somebody says. It doesn't serve a point for me to raise my hand and go, hey, shut your mouth. But then after a while, I started doing like sighing and like blowing,
yeah,
like my hair up or something like that, which you know, may not, that seems pretty passive aggressive, but in a class it's quiet except for two people talking, it's demonstrative enough to where people would notice me.
Okay, here's where I am. Here's my rebuttal though.
Yes,
these people are obviously so rock stupid.
They are really stupid
that anything short of throwing a chair against a wall wouldn't have gotten their attention.
Look, I'm not gonna lie to you, I regretted not slamming my books down,
because you told me the story. I'm like, seriously, why didn't you just like get a pot and a spoon and just bang it?
Because if I knew the conversation was headed there,
yeah,
like,
oh, there
there's no way to predict. Oh yeah,
there was a minimum.
Oh yeah, and this lady, look, I don't want to insult her, but she goes like, you know, this lady's like, oh yeah, if I want to go see TNA, I just go look in a mirror. I'm not, you know, everyone's beautiful, but at the same time, that's not a mirror image I want to see anytime soon. I had no idea, like, that the fact that she said that, yeah. She's like, you guys, you got to go do something else. Like, how is that appropriate?
Yeah.
You don't know me. We are students trying to learn. Like, you know, this isn't elementary school anymore. We're all paying money for this.
Wait a second. Was it pornography class?
It was not pornography.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes no sense then.
All I had was computers, and I guess that's enough. But yeah, and then I look at other people while this is going on, especially when they started using the phrase those people. I like started looking around, like my eyes were screaming at other people. Like being like, oh my, like the other students, like trying to make eye contact so our eyes could scream together. Everyone else was just okay with it. In fact, some people were like, porno, ha ha. And then like, you know, they're laughing too.
That is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Thank God there's people like AC Newman in the world with his hot new album, Get Guilty. Here is Changeling in quotation marks afterwards. Or not quotation marks. What do you call this?
Parentheses.
This is the song Changeling, parentheses, Get Guilty. More Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Back again
with some more Mascot Wedding Show.
That is correct. My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta.
And we just heard AC Newman off of his hot new album Get Guilty. That was Changeling Get Guilty. Oh, and there'll be some more music later in the show. If you want to call in and be a part of today's show, 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
That's right, folks. And maybe one of these days we'll have the email back up. Dare to dream, folks. So how'd you spend your Saturday, Mac?
Working on stuff. How about yourself?
I did. Okay. So, you know, got to do prep for the show.
Yeah.
And sometimes the ideas don't come, or the anecdotes aren't always there. So when in doubt...
Sometimes the magic doesn't come to you. You got to find the magic, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
My go-to move, it never fails. I went to the mall today. I had some stuff to do, and it was a treat. God, I love the mall so much.
Which mall did you go to?
Barton Creek.
Okay.
The mall has it all. The slogan was true.
Yeah. So tell me about the mall.
Tell you about the mall. Actually, the mall doesn't have it all. I want to tell you this. They closed the Cinnabon.
What?
Yeah.
Just this morning, I was like, I could murder a man for some Cinnabons.
Yeah. Not no mo. You got to go to like the airport or something. But yeah. And that scares me. That genuinely scares me. Because the recession is going on or whatever, the economic hardships, financial crisis. Businesses are going out of business.
Yeah, your Bennigan's goes under. Fine, that's a blow, sure.
Yeah.
Circuit City leaving? Oof. But maybe we'll survive. But when Cinnabon starts going...
Yeah, because that thing made a career out of defying the odds. I mean, really? A cinnamon bun store. Like, hot pretzels is a better idea than a cinnamon bun store.
I'm going to walk around the mall. I want a 5,000 calorie lump of sugar.
Yeah.
And cinnamon in my stomach.
I basically want to ingest a food baby and walk around for a couple days.
As much sense as it possibly did make that this was like a, you know, like, oh, they just want a little mid-mall snack. It was so tasty, I don't blame them.
No, it was the snack that ate like a meal. It was bigger than your head. It was
bigger than all of us.
But yeah, well.
But maybe not.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's the thing. So it got to the point where you got used to it. You're like, oh, Cinnabon. That's going to outlast us when the apocalypse comes. When the zombies start eating our flesh, we could all hide out the Cinnabon and enjoy the tasty treats because it's always going to be there. And now it's not. And that genuinely scares me. So I learned that at the mall today.
Hmm. A chilling vision of things to come. Hopefully
not. Oh, let's take this corner.
All right. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, caller. Who is this?
Well, you don't need to know my name.
Okay, I think I do need to know your name.
But you do need to know.
Yes.
That Cinnabon apparently is appearing in Schlotzky stores.
Why can't I know your name?
Well, you know, there's some kind of vast Cinnabon conspiracy going on.
Oh, you're like your bigwig? You're too important to give your name?
No.
What are you worried about then?
Just saying that, you know, I'm telling about the Cinnabon conspiracy. I thought we were supposed to be all secretive.
Are you privy to some information that really shouldn't be out there?
I've already told you too much, I think.
So what is the grand plan for Cinnabon?
You need to follow the buns.
I'm going to give you a nickname because you're calling in as an informant. I'm going to call you Sticky Throat. Are you okay with that?
I think that fits well.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Sticky Throat. Keep us posted on Cinnabon.
All right.
Have a good weekend, Sticky Throat.
All right. I love you.
Sticky Throat calling in with the dope.
A chilling vision of things to come.
Look, he was too scared to even give his name.
Yeah.
That's how bad the economy is. People can't give names anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, hide your liquid sugar because Cinnabon's coming for it. Another thing I learned today, I was at the food court. Actually, let me tell that one first. At the food court, I ran into another installment of Mac's favorite topic.
Do you not know how this works? Yay! The game where people just don't know how something works that they should know.
Oh my heavens.
And constantly when I see it, I ask myself, or ask them, how do you not know how this works?
I came very close to actually saying it to this lady. Okay. So I'm at the food court. I'm getting a slice of a pizza pie. The food court pizza pie place is kind of set up like a Freebirds or like a Chipotle where you order, you follow them down, you know.
Oh, so you got like a little tray on some metal bars or something like that? Yeah.
And, you know, you watch the process as it happens, and it leads you all the way to the magic cash register.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lady in front of me in line. She's ordering a meatball sub. Meatball sub takes a little bit longer than a slice of pizza. Yeah, they actually have to, like, go to the corporate office in Denton, apparently, and get the meatballs and bring them back and make the sandwich.
You get a pizza, they take the slice, stick it in the pizza oven. You wait 2 minutes, you buy a drink while you're waiting, yeah. And then here out comes the pizza.
Yeah, you're talking 2 minutes for a slice of pizza pie. Versus like 10 minutes for a meatball sub. She's in front of me, orders. I order my pepperoni pizza. I get it in like 2 minutes. She's still waiting. So what do I do, Mac? What's the etiquette there?
It seems like you'd be ready to check out.
To check out. I can't wait for her. So I go around
Why
her.
Would you? Why would you?
Yeah. I turn my human blinker on, go out, come back in. I cut in front of her. So she goes, excuse me, sir. Can't be talking to me, but I turn around anyway. Well, yes, ma'am. She goes, I'm next in line, which, okay, I need to apologize to her real quick, because I said something that wasn't like the most gentlemanly thing to say. She said, I'm next in line. I look at her, I go, yeah, you still are, and I pay. That's what I did. Not the most courteous thing to do, but really, like.
Look at you, sassafras.
So everyone has to wait behind you so you can complete your transaction. I look back when I'm done with my transaction, the guy behind her is getting his little piece of pie. Like, she's holding up the line. She's holding up the works. Do you not know how this works?
Pizza gets cold, folks.
Yeah.
You don't even have your meatball sub.
Yeah.
Well,
you're not Lady Di. We don't have to wait for you. We don't have to wait for you hand on foot. We got stuff to do. So we move around you, and we do our transaction. Do you not know how this works? So there's that.
That reprehensible.
Yes. And I do apologize to the lady.
Yeah, you see.
But it was just, it was the perfect line at the perfect time, and I had to use it. I'm sorry.
So like, I can just see like with a smug head like tottering.
What am I, Dennis Miller?
Yeah.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe. You still are.
Space Needle. So there's catalog. Bah. Richard Nixon. I go sit down.
Hey, babe. What is this? Charles Canterbury Tales.
What's that?
I don't know. It's my Dennis Miller.
Was that the Andy Clay?
I'm workshopping it.
All right.
Oh, Andy Clay? Oh, you're such good friends with Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
Just Andy Clay now.
Ain't Andy.
You're dropping names.
So I'm at the food court eating my...
How was your pizza, by the way?
It was pretty good.
Okay.
I like pizza. You know I like pizza.
Who doesn't like pizza?
Jerks.
Exactly.
Sitting there, look over at a store called Armani Exchange. And normally I don't pay a second thought to it because pretty people shop there and I am a troll.
Or people that want t-shirts that say Armani Exchange.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand people. It.
But there's a display in the window. It's Valentine's Day is coming up. So there's a big old heart in the window and it's made of little tiny red shiny circles.
Okay.
You know, it's like a mosaic, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like Ben-Day dots.
Yes.
Forming the color of Archie's face.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, that's, wow, Valentine's Day is coming up. That's right. But I look under the, in the window, there's like, you know, stenciling on the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, practice safe love. Armani Exchange advocates, you know, or help Armani Exchange fight AIDS. I'm like,
okay.
That's odd. That's an odd little Valentine's Day message. And then a thought occurs to me. I get up. I go to the window to confirm this thought. And yes, the heart is made of condoms. Now, I'm no Puritan. I'm no prude.
You certainly aren't.
I'm quite lowbrow.
You are a very lewd individual.
But
when we take air breaks on the show, David does nothing but mime sexual acts that would make Bob Guccione vomit.
Yeah, yeah, I would. And not in the good way.
Yeah.
But
that's involved sometimes. Go on.
But really, this is a food court, or this is next to a food court, a major thoroughfare in the mall. And like, kids are going to walk by, families are going to walk by. I guarantee you, at first I mistook it for candy. I was like, that heart is made of candy. That looks delicious. Some kid's going to do the same thing, and that is going to be the most awkward talk. Like, you could have made it little AIDS ribbons, like little red ribbons.
Yeah,
form
thank
a
God
heart.
That Armani Exchange, a clothing store, wants me to use a condom this Valentine's Day so I don't get AIDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me.
How many Valentine's Day dates, by the way, end in AIDS transmissions?
Well, that's a topic for another
show. That's a topic, yeah. Issues for tissues. Is that show still on?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I'm going there to buy slacks, all right? I don't need tips on downtown transport
yeah.
from you. All right.
He's going in there for Leave Virginia Alone, not Downtown Train. That doesn't make sense. I just wanted to say that.
That's late catalog Rod Stewart.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah, you know what? I feel like that way sometimes too. Like, heaven knows. That's all, period. Heavens. Lord knows I'm not, Tipper Gore or something like that. I don't get shocked and offended. But at the same time, there's kids around. Maybe don't rub it in our faces.
Yeah.
But also like, oh, thank God Armani Exchange is finally taking it upon themselves to end this epidemic.
Yeah. That's not going to be the thing that awakes me. It's not gonna. I'm not going to be living a carefree lifestyle full of neglect and whimsy and walk by an Armani Exchange one day and go, huh. Yeah, they're right. Throw my needles away.
Yeah, if anything, it's probably just some half-assed program where you go in and like, we'll donate $2 off of every $50 you spend on logo t-shirts to AIDS Awareness Association or something like that. It's like, why don't you just donate the money and I'm going to buy your stupid shirts?
Yeah, why don't you stop making some shirts for a little while? Put it in AIDS research.
You don't really care.
It's a write-off anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was compelled. I was almost tempted to go in there and just, because if that's what they have in the window, what do they have in the store? They got to have something else.
Giorgio Armani would be rolling over in his grave.
Is he dead?
I don't know, but I heard he slept in a coffin.
What are you doing to me?
I don't know. Chilling. Yeah, the mall.
It has it all.
It does have it
for
all.
For now.
Does it still have an Orange Julius? Oh, wait, that's the other one. That's the.
Hey, whatever happened to the gal who was supposed to call in about the Orange Julius review?
Like every single caller we have except Sticky Throat lets us down.
Yeah.
Sticky Throat right now, king of the callers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need to have like a caller tournament. Yeah, power rankings.
Sticky Throat. There's Sticky Throat. Veronica has called him once. And then there's another Dave or David out there that's called him a couple times.
Yeah. Who's the guy from? Was he the guy from Elgin?
I don't remember.
What are we doing? Like a clip episode? I'm sorry.
You might remember a fun mascot wedding show. Here's a clip. Hey, David. Blah, blah, blah. Hey. Oh, boy. We'll tell you what. Let us take a break. Listen to some more music. David, what are we going
to
hear?
Oh, we are going to listen to a song. I forget the name of it. Oh, it's Only for Sheep from the Bureaus off their Hot Little 45. More mascot wedding show right after this.
Back with more mascot wedding show, and I forget who that was. David, hold on a second, we got a call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, Mac, it's Arthur Gomez.
Who?
It's your boss, Mr. Gomez.
Oh, hey, yeah, it's my
your superior.
Yeah, it's my boss, Arthur Gomez from International Tomato. What are you doing calling me here, Mr. Gomez?
I heard you on the radio show, and I had a question for you.
Well, shoot.
That question is, why aren't you at work?
Well, I'm not at work because it's Saturday, and I'm doing the radio show.
Okay, so you're at the station where the radio show is?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah, well, you need to leave.
Why do I need to leave?
Well, because you're supposed to be helping me out. You're supposed to, I need your help on this one.
Okay, well, can we talk about this Monday when I get back to work? Because, like you said, I am at the radio station, and it is the weekend, so.
Well, it can't wait till Monday, because you're supposed to be helping me with my Super Bowl party.
Helping you with your Super Bowl? Oh, yeah, you say we've talked about this?
Yes, I asked you if you could help me, and you said yes.
No, you asked me if I was coming to your Super Bowl party, and I said maybe.
Well, there is
no disrespect, but, you know, I just said I may have other plans, that was all.
Yeah, but there's sort of an implied contract that if you're going to come to the Super Bowl party, you're going to help me out.
Okay, well, maybe I can help you out after the radio show. How about that?
Maybe? You may be coming? No, you're
coming.
No,
yeah, I'll be there, sir.
Yeah, because it's going to be big. I'm really looking forward to this one.
Oh, well, it's going to throw a big party. Yeah, no, it'll be great. But tell you what, let's... how about I help you out after the radio show, or I give you a call and we can talk about it. How about that?
I need you right away. It's a big party. It's quite an undertaking.
Why? Well, what do you need my help with?
Well, I've got so many things going on. We're having our own puppy bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
So at your Super Bowl party, you're going to have your own puppy bowl?
Yeah. We've got dogs coming in, and they're going to play a little puppy bowl live. It's going to be fun.
That does sound like fun. That's a pretty good...
pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good. Who doesn't love puppies? Like, that's a really fun idea. So do you need my help, picking up some puppies or something like that?
No, we got it all taken care of. We got the field down. We hired a referee. That's taken care of. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
We're doing bobbing for tomatoes.
Bobbing for instead of bobbing for apples because we work in international tomato bobbing. That makes sense.
Yeah, people are gonna stick the head in tomato sauce and try to dig out the tomatoes.
Wait, hold on a second. They're not gonna use water. You're gonna use tomato sauce.
Yeah, why would we use water? We're international tomato.
We're the region's
third leading tomato distributor.
That's true. We are number one in the Quint Valley area, but. Are you sure people at a party are going to want to dunk their face in tomato sauce?
Mac, here's the thing. We've got probably the board of directors who come in, so I want to make a good impression on them. So if you bow for tomatoes, maybe there's a promotion in it for me. And for me, yeah.
Okay, so you need me to get like a case of tomatoes from the office?
No. I've got that taken care of. I've got the puppy bowl taken care of. I've got the tomatoes taken care of. I've got the Terham Lob taken care of.
What's the Terham Lob? Terham Lob?
Yeah, the Terham Lob. You know, like a turducken?
Hold on. Terham Lob?
Terham Lob.
Terham Lob.
Yeah.
Is that like Greek or something?
No, it's a turkey stuffed in a ham, stuffed in a lobster.
Oh, okay, so turkey ham lobster. That's what it is. Terham Lob.
Yeah, oh. It's the most exquisite thing you've ever eaten in your life.
You know what? As crazy as that sounds, Mr. Gomez, I wouldn't mind trying that.
Well, you're going to try it tomorrow if we pull off this party, and I need your help.
Okay, and you said that you don't need my help with the Terham Lob.
No, I don't need your help with the Terham Lob. I'm so stressed out. Okay. What else is going to be at this party? There's going to be a... All right, there's a dress code at this party also.
There's a dress... Well, okay. What do I need to wear?
Well, okay, it's going to be guys and girls. The guys are going to wear football jerseys and maybe some eye black under their eyes.
They're going to wear eye black. We all have to wear eye black.
And jock straps.
Okay. How are you even going to...
And then the girls...
Well, hold on a second. Why is it important that we wear jock straps? How are you even going to know?
Because it's the Super Bowl.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be wearing one.
Then you're not coming to the party then.
Oh, well, that's going to... All right, then.
Every guy is going to be wearing that.
I don't think every guy is going to be wearing one.
Well, if they want to come to my party, they have to.
Oh, well, then, you know, I... Wait. So you said board of directors. You think Mr. Rumpelson is going to be wearing a jockstrap?
I think he's going to be so down with it. Mr. Rumpelson is such a big fan of costumery.
Well, that is true. Yeah. He is pretty legendary.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are the... Can the girls wear, like, the same thing?
No. The girls are going to wear wristbands, like a little, yeah.
Like sweatbands?
Yeah, sweatbands.
Yeah, okay.
And sports bras.
Once again, why does that matter? Well, like, you aren't even going to be able to tell, like, what they're wearing under their shirts. Like, that's kind of a weird thing.
Oh, they won't be wearing shirts.
So they're just going to, the girls that come to you, they're just going to be wearing sports bras.
Wristbands and sport bras.
I don't think you're going to be able to make that happen.
Maybe not Fran. You know Fran from shipping? Yeah, she's exempt. She doesn't have to wear a sports bra.
Yeah, why doesn't Fran from shipping have to wear a sports bra?
I don't know. I figured she might be more comfortable in like a sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. Why did you single out Fran, though?
Well, just between us, she doesn't really have the sweater tomatoes for it.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah, no, that's a little, you know, sir, respectfully, it's a little creepy.
I got queso I want to eat. I don't want to see that.
Okay, that's not. Can we just move on?
Yeah.
So what do you need? You need me to help pick get some eye black or some wristbands? Is that what you need?
No. Here's what I need you to do.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. After 10 minutes, finally.
I'm sorry. It's a big party.
No, okay. It's okay. I didn't mean to snap at you. Go ahead.
Why are you interrupting me? How about this? Do you know Cable News 17?
Yeah, in Sunken Valley, yeah.
Yeah. We bought some airtime. They were going to air an international tomato commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I heard you guys were talking about, yeah, exactly. What?
Yeah.
Well, go, what about it?
Well, you know that that PETA commercial that got banned recently? Because it was kind of
Yeah, I read about that. It was like the it got banned. They refused to air it, and the theme was like it was like vegetarians make better lovers or something.
Yeah.
And the ad had people or ladies in lingerie like
making it with broccoli.
Yes, and it was yeah. It was very suggestive.
It was very suggestive, but I saw it and I thought, you know what? I can get dirtier than that.
Okay.
So I had International Tomato make a commercial. And it was going to air during the Super Bowl, but the new 17 won't air it.
Well, if it's dirtier than that PETA, that doesn't surprise me. Like, what? What did they say?
Well, because
that's the reason they wouldn't air it.
They didn't like the content. You know our new slogan, the one Trev came up with?
Oh, God, yes.
Why don't you squeeze these tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be like the centerpiece of the commercial. And they objected to that. And we were also going to have some pretty ladies on it.
Okay, what are the pretty ladies doing?
They're just hanging out talking about tomatoes at a car wash.
At a car wash.
They're getting all soapy.
All right, are they...
And there's some kissing.
Okay, all right. Kissing the fruit, the tomatoes?
No.
All right, that's...
Well, so, maybe in one of the scenes, but not fruit.
Okay, all right. So what does this have to do with me?
Well, what I need you to do is... I need you to go down to New 17 and maybe be a little persuasive with them.
Well, you know, it sounds like they've already made up their minds that unless you re-edit it or something, I don't think they're going to really accept it.
No, same commercial.
Well, it's Super Bowl's tomorrow. You know, how persuasive could I be with this station?
Do you remember when Tonya Harding tried to persuade Nancy Kerrigan not to go to the Olympics?
No. I remember when Tonya Harding paid Jeff Galooly or whatever to attack Nancy Kerrigan.
Uh-huh.
I really wouldn't call that persuading.
Hmm. All right, well, I guess this is just going to have to be...
Wait, so what do you want me to go down there with like a... Yeah, use like a crowbar or something, right?
Well, yeah, we'll use whatever you want.
I'm not doing
that. Iron, a brass knuckle.
Okay, that is absolutely not. There's no way.
A persuasive pistol? I mean, you could use whatever you want.
What was the last thing?
A persuasion pistol.
Okay. You know what, sir? No. I absolutely refuse. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I guess it's just be me and Garth on this one.
Wait.
Anyway.
Wait, hold on. Wait, who and you? You and who?
Me and Garth.
Well, you and Garth.
Yeah, you know Garth. You've seen him around town.
Garth from Sunken Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him around town. He's like he's like a real shady kid. He hooked you up with the stuff for those extreme ketchup. He's like a thug.
He prefers to be called a goon.
Okay, well that's nice what he prefers to be called, but.
Okay, look, if your underwear is too tight for this job, that's fine. I got another job for you.
All right, he's like the. Well, if he's a goon, he's like the town goon. Wait, hold on. You have another job for me?
I got a favor to ask you.
All right, what's the favor then?
Okay, so I told the board of directors that maybe I could get Pittsburgh Steeler great to come to the party.
Oh, which one?
Franco Harris.
Wow, you know Franco Harris?
No, I don't know Franco Harris.
Then why did you come in? Well, I don't know Franco Harris.
I need you to be Franco Harris.
Wait, you want me to dress like Franco Harris?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, is that going to be a problem? I mean,
yeah, that might be.
Because
wait, do you expect me to, like, the people to think that I'm Franco Harris?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then that's not going to work. That's going to be a problem.
Because you're flabby.
No. Not because I'm flabby. Because I don't look anything like Franco Harris.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Well, I'm white and Franco Harris is black. How about that?
I don't see that being a problem.
Okay, why isn't that a problem?
I don't know. Well, because I don't think the board of directors really care.
Okay, well, you know what? All right, even if you don't care, like Mr. Rumpelson, he's seen me around the office. He knows what I look like.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
He'd know it was me, like, you know, not Franco Harris.
How about this? What if I just buy you, like, some shoe polish?
Wait, you mean, like, for my eyes?
No, for your whole face.
Okay, I don't, that's not...
And for your arms, too.
All right.
Anything that currently looks white.
Yeah, I'm going to have to turn you down on that as well. That's not going to happen, sir.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just... Okay. Hey, speaking of the devil, I'm going to get the Garth on that one, too. Hey, hang on one second.
Okay.
Garth? Garth, yeah. Yeah. No, that crowbar is yours. No, you take the crowbar. I want the baseball bat. Oh, hey, look under that copy of Tomato Enthusiast. Because there's a 100% chance of snow under it.
It's snow under it.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Goon. What? You said there's snow. What is the snow for? What does that mean?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a motivation powder.
Motivation powder.
Yeah, it's just, you know, something to make sure Garth and I are at our most persuasive. You know, actually, I'm gonna do some skiing real quick. Do you want to talk to Garth?
No, that's all right. In fact, we're coming up on the hour. We should probably get going. Hello, Mr. Gomez?
Hey, is this Mac?
Yeah, is this Garth?
Yeah, hey, it's Garth. What's up?
Hey, nothing, Garth. Sounds like you're getting into some trouble there or something.
We better. It's Saturday night. And I'm, you know, the song, All Right for Fighting and all that.
Yeah, no, I got to say, I'm going to advise you not to go through with this plan. It's just...
Why not? I really want to see this commercial.
Oh, I'm sure you do, but this is a work for goons. This is not people.
Excuse me?
I said this is something that goons would do. People don't threaten one. Excuse me?
I prefer to be called a goonish American.
Okay, well...
I find it a little offensive that you call me a goon.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'll apologize then, but I don't know why you're doing this, just to get this commercial on the air.
Have you seen this commercial?
No, I haven't. I just heard about it.
Oh, Tawny Katane is so hot in it.
Wait, Tawny Katane is in the commercial?
Yes, I'm probably going to drown my tater tots in man ketchup.
Yeah, not really.
It's going to be the best.
You know what? Whole thing sounds real shady.
No, I think Trev did a great... You know Trev, right?
What, you know Trev?
Commercial. Yeah, he made the commercial.
Yeah, how do you know Trev? He works at International Tomato. He works in the marketing department.
He might not be doing a lot of work for a while, let's say that.
What does that mean?
I had to persuade his kneecaps last night. He owed me some money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, well...
Why did he owe you money?
Because he made a few ill-advised bets last night on the Puppy Bowl.
Wait, the Puppy Bowl hasn't even happened yet. Not even the one at Mr. Gomez's house. How could he lose already?
Well, we had the dogs there, so we had our own little Puppy Bowl.
Okay, well, what were his bets? I mean, like, which dog would, you know, be the cutest or jump around the most? I don't understand.
No, it was really which dog would be the more deadliest.
Wait, more deadliest?
Yeah.
So these dogs were, hold on. These dogs were fighting?
They were being persuasive with each other. How about that?
Okay, these were dog fights, is what you're saying to me.
I don't really invite those comparisons.
All right, well, it sounds like it. That's really illegal. That is just disgusting. That is sick.
Wrong?
That is inhumane.
Well,
that is horrible.
You call it inhumane. I call it a cash cow because I cleaned up.
All right, and yeah, you're a goon.
Goonish American. Hey, hang on. Oh, I gotta go. Mr. Gomez is getting in the sugar pile again. Oh, hey, stop. He's getting into a fight with his oven. I gotta go. That oven doesn't have secrets about you. I gotta go. I'll talk to you later, stupid.
Yeah, well, I'm not stupid. You're not gonna talk to me later. Hello? Oh, I hung up. Awesome. Well, I have a phone call to the police to make, which is always exciting. And it looks like we're out of time. Stay tuned for the Clear Spot for podcasts, this show, archives, information about side projects, and our information about David and myself. You may visit mascotwinning.com. Boop, 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 boop. Stay tuned for the Clear Spot. We're going to go out here with Lady Hawk, Paris is Burning, off of her self-titled album. For David Hatta, this is Mac Blake. Goodbye, Austin.
Is Austin.
Whoop. Let's try it again. Goodbye, Austin. Oh, sleep mode. You're not helping, CD player. What is this now? Oh, great. I gotta hurry up and make that phone call, or that news station might not be around. I'll try it again. Lady Hawk.
All of the boys and the girls here in Paris see till the night with outside, but with men.